Hi, welcome to Prague Will Find a Way, podcast about everything progressive rock. I'm Jonathan Block.
And I'm Jay Valade.
And let's do some news, Jay. Yeah. Unfortunately, we have to start with a couple of condolences. Most folks have probably read by now that Jamie Muir, percussionist on Lark's Tongues and Aspic and part of the touring band of late 72, has passed away. We're not going to say much more now. We're actually going to do a full episode. We'll dedicate it to his time in that era of Crimson. And number two, Mike Ratledge, who was one of the founding members of Soft Machine, passed away. And they're more of, well, they started kind of rock and rollish, but became more of a kind of proggy fusion-y band, but fairly influential as far as that goes.
Sure.
And so condolences for that, too. Listen to some Soft Machine.
Yeah. Sadly, this is the opening segment of all our...
I know. Well, it is, and unfortunately,
part of the deal.
Right, we're not looking to do it, but because the podcast is really only every couple of weeks, you get these periods. So
yeah. So what do we got? News.
Well, what I want to start out talking about, because when we last talked about news, you knew nothing about a Steve Wilson tour or anything. All we did was talk about the album. And then literally it was like the day after, a couple of days after we recorded, and he did release info. So tell us about Stephen Wilson coming to America.
Yes.
We knew he was touring.
Well,
but he is.
He is coming.
And you were on the
States.
Side where you really didn't think he was going to. I have to admit, I'm kind of surprised too.
Yeah. I don't know, because he usually announces like the full world tour or the full tour. And it was just all these European dates. And I was like, all right, maybe he's not bringing it over here, but he's coming in the fall. Tickets are already on sale, and it's all, but he's not, like when Porcupine Tree came back, they were playing bigger places, right? Yeah. But now it's just Stephen Wilson, so they're playing smaller venues, I mean, comparative.
Okay.
So they're playing at the Capitol Theater in Porchester, which is decent-sized venue,
but
it's not giant.
Right.
It's not Radio City Music Hall.
Right.
So,
right.
I mean, for the Porcupine Tree comparisons in the States. So it's more of a larger theater tour.
Okay. And when is the U.S. leg in relation to everything else? Is there gaps in between?
I think there probably are gaps in between. I think this the European stuff is, I think, more imminent that he'll be doing that in the summer, and this is a fall thing. So I'm not sure what his thing is.
He doesn't come to the States for all his albums, does he?
Not every album, but a lot of them he does.
Maybe
I've seen him a number of times as a solo artist for various albums.
Do you think because this one's kind of being touted as a return to Prague, he's hedging his bets? But
I don't know,
because the size of the place sounds like what he usually gets.
He's like, I've seen him at the Nokia Theater. I don't know what it's called anymore in New York City.
New York City, right?
And it's a decent. That's a decent size.
Oh yeah,
space.
we saw Crimson there.
Yeah.
In 2014.
But I'm not sure what he's doing. I think he's playing Brooklyn this time.
Are you going?
I'm going to the Capitol show.
Okay, you're going to Capitol. Yep.
So
breaking your rule.
What do you mean?
Well, you're not traveling too far for.
It's not that far.
Well, I mean, it's farther
than New York City.
It's farther.
If I do a little radius, I'm
still you're
in that
radius. Okay, it's I know that most north is Richfield, right? Playhouse.
Yes, and then I go up, but I go up to New Haven, past New Haven, sometimes.
Okay, but going west, go as far west as the Capitol Theater, which is fine because that's got a huge history too.
Yeah.
But the band's already been announced for the tour and all that, right?
Yes, and I'm not sure exactly who's in the band.
I thought there were some new people.
I don't know if they're new.
I mean, not new, but surprisingly
for this tour, it's not the Porcupine Tree band, obviously.
Right.
So it's, but I'd have to pull up who he's got coming with him this time.
Yeah.
But it's probably Adam Holtzman on keys, but
I'm
not sure who's playing bass, whether Nick Beggs is coming back or not.
Oh, right. Okay.
But I think it's all people who
he's worked with
in his radius.
Okay.
Yep. So that should be fun, but I haven't paid too much attention because I don't have the album yet. And the show's not till September. So
the album's imminent though, right?
Yes.
Okay.
It's like, less than a month. It's March 14th, I believe.
Ah, okay. So a week after
week after
close to the edge, Fox, which Fox. We will, of course, unveil. Speaking of Close to the Edge, you got some Relayer stuff you want to
tell? So,
show and tell.
This is not...
Apologies for those on the audio podcast.
Yeah.
Jay is going to compare the tone hues of the cover of Relayer, so you're not going to get that.
So Rhino had a sale, and...
Now, when was this final original?
This came out... It's Relayer by Yes, and it came out in 1974, but they just released this audio file thing. 5,
I can already tell
copies.
That the cover itself is, like, very... heavy duty quality.
Oh,
I mean, I could tell.
Heavy duty quality.
I mean,
real
even
heavy
more
duty.
So than the original was.
Yeah, so I have my original copy here. Okay. And it's, you know, this has a matte finish.
Yes.
This has
a glossy
finish. I mean, it's that.
The colors are different, though.
The colors are different.
Or the hue. It's just a different thing. And obviously, you get.
Right. So it came with...
Yeah, I mean, it seems thicker. It seems better quality,
than
the original,
sure. Yeah.
Which is shocking compared to what you usually get.
The full gatefold.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Like before.
Yeah.
And then the difference is, and a lot of these new records, it's
really
so
hard to
difficult
get, yeah.
to get the stuff back in. And you don't want to ruin all the,
of course
the
not,
stuff that they gave you.
Right.
So instead of a record sleeve that it goes in, you just get
a cardboard lyric sheet,
which is
pretty heavy too.
Heavy duty, but also the exact same as the previous record sleeve.
Okay, the original.
And then the record itself does not have the Roger Dean
I'm looking at
label.
That.
It's the Rhino High Fidelity Series.
Okay, so it's a special label.
It's a special label.
Right.
So... That is,
and I can tell. I don't even have to look at the label. That's side one, because there's no gap,
right? And then
Whoa,
it came with
cool,
a
book.
It's a essay basically, and the original tape package from AdVision Studios.
Now have they released all the S ones or the just Relayer?
They just did Relayer.
Okay, because I'm like just seeing this. Like that's going to be tough for you not to get other ones, right? No, I'm serious.
Well, I don't
think
know.
Of the quality. Well, if they did it close to...
Problem is, I don't have a fantastic turntable. I have a...
Right,
you know,
but
this is more of a collectible.
Well, but you
than.
Don't play the cover, you know what I mean? So, but no, my point being is that you can't... You have to buy this version to get this stuff, right?
Correct.
So whether
yes.
you play it or not, it's the only way you can get this stuff.
Right.
Now, here's the thing. Is there a vinyl copy coming in the Close to the Edge box set?
Yes.
And will it be as good as this?
That's what everybody is.
Or then
is.
They gonna...
That's what everybody...
Or like a month later, is there gonna be one coming out?
Yeah, that's what everybody is saying. Is
because
like,
that, I mean, I'm not making fun of you, but you would get that. I mean, of course you would get that, right? Like,
I don't know.
If it was that heavy, I would get
if
it.
If there was a sale.
Yeah, but if it had, I mean,
it
it's going to, but also the, it, so here's actually, it, I ju- I'm just realizing this, they haven't done a Relayer box set, so obviously,
no, that's
so
the question.
If they did a Close to the Edge one, are they just going to reuse some materials that were in the box or the Fragile one or the,
right.
the yes, and then it's like, well, why would I get that?
Right.
Yeah.
Particularly because the boxes are very nice and well put together.
Right.
So I don't know that.
And so is this. I mean, it does also kind of be like, well, they could definitely do a very good job on a Relayer box. I mean,
so.
Okay, anyways, we're going down the yes rabbit hole.
A neat little piece of collectible.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
So and that was my old. Beat up copy of Relayer from back in the day.
And he's got some other vinyl too.
At the same time, I got the Yes singles, which has been out for a while, but I never thought that I needed it. But because they were having a sale, I got it. So it actually has it's not just a plain old white inner sleeve. It's got some info and some pictures.
Would totally have been more impressed if this was really die cut.
Me too. I was hoping it was.
I was like,
no such luck.
Now, maybe back in the day, but certainly not now.
And I got the splatter.
Oh, look at that. Look at that. A lot of yellow, oranges, and blacks.
So anyway.
All right.
These are old things that I just picked up, but
Jay's got a couple of other vinyl things he'll pull up here because we forgot to mention last time there's a Andy Summers, Robert Fripp box coming out with both the albums, I Advance Mask and, was it Parade?
Bewitched.
Oh, Bewitched. Parade's one of the songs.
Yeah.
And a bunch of unreleased stuff as well. And they actually, the first, when they announced it, they put, there's an unreleased tune on streaming now. I think it's called Skyline, which is a bit different than most of the other stuff, but it's very cool. So I'm really looking for, I mean, I Advanced Mask was like mind blowing at the time. It's very cool.
Yeah, I used to listen to this a lot.
Yeah. And then Bewitched came
not
out.
As much.
Well, even when it came out, you know, Robert was saying it's more an Andy Summers than a Fripp album, but it's got some cool moments on it. But I am looking forward to the unreleased stuff. Yeah, and the box and the fact
and it was all recorded at the same time.
Yeah, it was all
within these sessions.
And
this was 82.
Yeah,
this was 84.
Right, and they there's been talk that they were going to do something like this, and I believe Andy Summers found a whole bunch of material, and we already know that you know the Fripp keeps everything, the archive obviously, or we wouldn't get these big box sets.
Right.
I'm psyched. There's still talk of a Sunday All Over the World box, so I'm looking forward to that too. So it's going to be a busy year, I think, for Fripp.
Yeah, so this one, you're right, was produced by Andy.
Yeah, yeah. It's
But it's got some interesting people on it. I mean, Sarah Lee plays bass in the League of Gentlemen.
Yeah, no, it's a good gang of four. It's a great album.
Yeah.
I like them both.
That will be interesting. I'm not sure when this actually comes out.
It's coming out in March.
Okay.
So I think towards the end of March. I don't know the exact date, but I'm not. I don't really buy
the physical stuff.
But something like that, I might if it's not on streaming. But the fact that they have the first I just don't know if they're going to put out. You know, it might just be the two single albums with like two or three bonus tracks streaming. And in that case, probably would because I do, particularly I Advance Mask, and I think honestly that a lot of the outtakes are from that era because the other one I know was, I mean, the Crimson was still touring, and certainly the Police.
Yeah,
they were active still in 84, right? Well, when did Synchronicity?
Synchronicity came out 83.
Okay, but touring, they toured for.
Probably were still touring.
They were probably touring.
Time, but
anyways,
don't hold
matter.
Me to that.
Okay, if you're a big fan of that stuff, this is good.
Yeah.
And another one I want to talk about because I was a big fan of this album and still am is all of a sudden I saw an announcement for a Jethro Tull Living in the Past box set, which is I don't think anybody really expected because they parsed up a lot of those tracks within the box sets and the airs. So actually they're doing some interesting stuff. It's like the original album. I think it might be remixed, but they've added some things in there that were from other places.
Yeah.
And then there's just a whole bunch of other stuff. And it's the full Carnegie Hall show that's already come out. Do you remember the box set was either late 80s or early 90s, the cigar box?
Oh, no.
No,
I have the purple one.
Yeah, no, that was the 20 years. This was the cigar box one, whatever it was. I had that.
Yeah.
And that kind of had the full show on it, but the sound quality and the things they did on that, it's probably best left for a different day. But that was a great album. I mean, I just... It was always a very, very good collection of songs. And obviously the booklet was cool, too. But it's going to have everything. You know how there was a U.S. version and a U.K. version. Like one of them had Locomotive Breath and the other had Hymn 49 or whatever it is. 39 or 49? I think it's 49. And then Teacher, like what version of Teacher? So they just put everything on it.
Okay.
And then other things that were kind of unreleased. And then, of course, the Carnegie Hall show.
So when is this coming out?
This is coming out. I don't know. It's either... it could be March or April. It's up. It's really soon. And just one other thing, they did announce at the same time, there's still plans. If you like Tull, you've probably looked into this and heard this, if you remember Under Wraps, which didn't bother me as an album, and I don't mind electronic drums, but people have been clamoring for a version with real drums, and supposedly something like that is still coming. I'm not sure. Stephen Wilson was going to get off the bus at some point. I'm not sure if he agreed to do... not really sure if he agreed to do Under Wraps or not, but I like the album. I think it's a pretty good album. But
also on the Tull thing, we can segue into Record Store Day.
Songs from the Vault.
Has a Jethro Tull vinyl of called Songs from the Vault, and I did not read up on that. But.
Well, it looks like it's so all these boxes have already come out, so they've taken a lot of the unreleased materials, the Stephen Wilson remixes, singles, all that kind of stuff from Minstrel in the Gallery, Too Old to Rock and Roll, Too Young to Die, Songs from the Wood, and Heavy Horses. So that kind of classic period, 75 through 78, which is actually really wild. And from what I'm seeing here, it does go in order. But it's all
album? Stuff.
It's a double album. And it's a double album. So four sides. And it's just, it's all good. It's all the good stuff. It looks like most, if not all, the unreleased tracks.
On vinyl.
They all look like they're the Stephen Wilson remixes. That's part of Record Store Day, right?
Yes.
And when is
part
that?
Part of Record Store Day.
When's
that
Record Store Day?
That is April 23rd or something,
okay.
I think.
Well, the 19th is Saturday, so
it
couldn't be that. It would have to be the 26th.
Release date, the 12th.
No, the 12th. Okay, so the week before.
Yep.
Oh.
So.
Okay, I'll have to.
And it is a Record Store Day exclusive, which means that you can, it's 3,000 copies, and that's it.
Wow. All right. Are you planning on going to Disc and Dat this
I will
year?
Probably go, yes, because Yes has a...
Oh!
A
okay,
Record
well,
Store
I
release.
Think I can, third time's a charm. I want to do this one.
So, yeah, so the Yes one is going to be as similar to what they've been doing each time they release one of these box sets. They cull something from it and create a vinyl-only version of it. This time is going to be that Rainbow Show.
From Close to the Edge?
From Close to the Edge.
Okay, which isn't even out yet.
Correct.
But will be by that point.
Yes.
Okay.
So the Close to the Edge box is going to have that.
Okay.
On CD.
That's the show. That's
and
the
they're
going
to take that
oh,
and
okay.
put it on vinyl.
The whole show?
Yeah. Three seed, three album, triple
oh.
album.
And you got to get that. Do we know what the cover looks? Is it going to
be
a boot?
Yeah, the cover is kind of like a bootleg.
See, now you get into the territory where...
I wish it was...
Because isn't it...
I wish it was a Roger Dean
well,
cover.
Well, the thing is that it doesn't even have to be a Roger Dean cover, but one of the big differences, this is a soundboard recording, right? So,
supposedly.
You know...
We'll
not
see.
That, believe me, not that there weren't boots that were, I mean, we looked for those.
Yeah.
If it was a soundboard or like
let
an
me,
FM broadcast.
Let me try to find the cover.
Anywho.
Yeah, it's.
It's a bootleg cover, but not even really. It's kind of. That reminds me actually more of like a late 70s. Like that reminds me of a boot of like whatever that 78 show was with the big Yes medley. There was always a vinyl boot of that. Because you know it's not Gatefold. It's just three albums shoved in one sleeve.
Probably.
That's what it is. I can almost guarantee because I'm thinking of that Yes one from the late.
Yeah, but
the
then they
70s.
Record Store Day a couple years ago. They did take one of the Progeny albums and create.
Did they use the Dean
they
cover?
They used the Dean cover, and it's a gatefold.
Yeah, they don't want to pay Rhino. You know, they had to pay him then. They don't want to pay him now. Well, at that point, they didn't. Rhino didn't own Yes, did they?
I don't think so.
Okay. Anyways, so it's Rhino's game now. Wow,
so
that's
else?
Good.
What else you got? You had a couple.
I did. I got a couple of other things. Oh, I did the some clarification. So, because I've talked about this a million times, the playing the Fool, the Gentle Giant box set, that's definitely coming out in May. The chatter I've read about is a lot of people are just disappointed because everything's been out. Some people thought nothing was going to be out. I think it's an Atmos or a surround. It's probably an Atmos, and then people are like, well, you know, why? Why do an Atmos of that? On that same, there's a Tangerine Dream Phaedra, their first famous album on Virgin, is coming out as a huge, massive deluxe box set. So I was like, oh, that might be something I would actually spring for. It's all been out before. Virgin put out two massive box sets, like not that within the last 5 years of the two kind of classic periods that they owned. And it was just filled to the gill with unreleased concerts
stuff. Yeah.
And so they're just pulling that. They were surround. So a lot of the stuff has already been out on surround. So.
And it's kind of funny, though, when you think about this, because, I mean, we're fans and we've been fans of this music for a long time.
Yeah.
So we have a lot. lot of this stuff.
Already. Right.
But there's stuff that's disappeared since we bought it.
Of course. You know? So
other people might not have, and we're kind of like, meh.
Well, we also made the point we were talking when we talked about the Close to the Edge box. It's also, if you can get everything in one place, like that's the stake in the ground at that point in time. Of course, they're going to redo it, but it's when they leave stuff off and you're kind of like, oh, is this here and this there? Which is right. I mean, that was kind of your logic behind getting, what was the Porcupine Tree box, the recent one?
Yeah.
Because everything was collected in one spot.
Yeah.
Even though you have it, it's spread across like 8 or 9 different pieces of hard media. So why not get it in one thing?
Correct.
You know, and then when you think about the economics, like how much did you pay for individual
please don't
stuff.
Remind me
so, but
years
so
ago
it's the same. Well, and you know, who knew, right?
Water under the bridge.
But there was so long period. I mean, it people don't think, I mean, people our age maybe think about it, but did we ever think some of these things would come? I mean, you know, box sets, yes, but I remember when Frame by Frame came and we talked about it when it was like, I mean, it was like incomplete, you know, things cut up and The Great Deceiver, incomplete concerts, but who cared? It was like you never saw anything like that.
Right.
And then you look at that now, it's like, oh, that was cool. But now we get full shows and we get boxes with like 50 CDs with like the entire tour.
It's almost overload.
It is almost overload. Well, that's one of the reasons.
But it's Prague.
Well,
you can't
it is.
Do it. Can't.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
It's got to be overblown and too much.
Oh, I do want to mention, if folks haven't seen, because Bill Bruford got a new interview in Rolling Stone. You can read it online. It's funny. If you click through once, you can read it. Then it deposits a cookie, and you can't read it again. So clear your cookies. You can read it as many times as you want. But it's hilarious. He's such a good interview. And they kind of set it up that they last interview, he was 10 years into his retirement. And this one, because of the, which I find hilarious, you know, because of the, you know, 50th anniversary, a big box of Close to the Edge.
We're going to talk to you.
We figured we'd check back in with Bill. I'm like, oh, yeah, okay. But it's a great interview. I don't want to spoil it for anybody. So
it's fun.
Yeah. Anything else going on in the Prague world?
I think we've got a couple concerts coming up.
John Anderson's touring again.
John Anderson is touring again, so he is coming to Ridgefield. So
Two nights. Yeah. Now, I think people usually do that because they're recording. So
I have no
that's
idea.
Just so I'm just putting it out there now. You'll have to tell me if you see cameras there. Although that goes against, like, I know the layout there, and that is not the best place to record a concert. Yeah. So
I don't know.
The two nights that doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah.
Not at Ridgefield.
I know.
There's something behind that. We'll have to find out what it is.
Maybe he just likes it there.
I don't know. Where does he live?
California.
Okay.
So who knows?
All right.
So we've got that. We've got a Steve Wilson tour coming up towards the end of the summer.
You and I are going to see the Aristocrats. Excuse me.
The Aristocrats are coming into town, which I'm very excited for.
Yeah, that should be
that
good.
That should be a good show.
Yeah.
And then
is that Warehouse or Stage One?
Warehouse.
Okay.
Yeah. So it'll be.
Do
that.
We have
that'll
seats? Or are we up in the mezzanine?
I think we have seats.
Okay. Cool. I say mezzanine like it's a big thing. You know, it's a big place. It's not. It's just
650 people.
There's a less crowded bar up there.
True.
We also saw, I mean, I've seen them a number of times, so I'm not going to go see them again, but
California Guitar Trio.
They actually haven't been around in a while. So is that Stage One or the Warehouse? Or is that Community? Or
no, that's at Fairfield Theater Company.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, so I'm not sure which venue at Fairfield Theater Company, but it's probably the Stage One, probably the small room.
All right. Well, I'm sure we can interview one of them.
Yeah, and there's a couple people on the periphery. There's Godspeed You Black Emperor's coming to the District Music Hall and somebody else.
And where is that?
That's in Norwalk.
Norwalk, Connecticut. Yeah. Yep.
So
you'd be amazed. There's actually
there's a ton of
venues, and there always have been.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they come and go, right?
the or venues. They just get a new name.
Or they just, well, there's that too. So, and then Leprous, you were...
Leprous is coming to Toad's Place up in New Haven.
Number seven or eight on the Prog Magazine Band of
album,
the Year.
Album
of the Year, 2024. I'll have to check them out. I'm not familiar with them. Norwegian.
So
always go out, support some live prog.
Yep. And then, we got the Cruise to the Edge coming up pretty soon. So I think we'll have our preview with our friend Tim.
Yeah, look forward to a couple of episodes
from now.
Yeah, I actually have purposely not been reading up on anything like the bands or anything like that. I'm just curious, you know. Yeah. So I mean, it's not something I'd go to anyway. So, but I figured, you know what? I think that's something I can kind of not look at and be surprised.
Yeah,
get Tim's perspective. So, all right,
awesome. Until next time,
Prog will find a way
if you want it to.